We're asking you a legal question now.
That's right. A guy has cleaned his neighbour's driveway. He said, I always used to do it for the old neighbour. Then I decided to get out my pressure washer one day. There was new neighbours. And he said, in the old days with the other guy, if I cleaned his driveway, he'd come out with a beer and we'd stand there and we'd, you know, have the beer. And that's, you know, it was a way that we bonded. He said, so I did their driveway. And he said, they didn't come out. They just left a note on the windscreen of my car that said that it was trespassing and to stay off their property, which is interesting reaction to somebody pressure cleaning your driveway.
It is.
I've got a great neighbour. His name is Sean. He has a really good hedging tool and I don't. My hedging tool's really little and short. You know, it's just like a bit
You're
of a...
You're saying your neighbour Sean's got a big tool.
He's got a very big tool, yes. Yeah. He doesn't mind coming next door and using his tool.
And he keeps your bush trim.
He keeps my bush very trim.
With his big tool. Is that what you're saying? I'm a bit confused.
Ha ha. No, he does. He just comes and does my hedge and I absolutely adore him for it.
Well, I think
And I do nothing for him or his beautiful wife.
Look, I'm the same. Steve Watt's greatest neighbour, he comes and mows my verge, gives me a wave, expects nothing from me.
Yes, nothing.
Okay? And I love that because I'm there if he needs a hand, no worries. But he never does because he's always so organised. But rewinding back to washing this person's driveway, I'm going to say straight up, I reckon that's intrusive.
You don't. Mm. Someone pressure cleaning your driveway for you.
It's not just someone, though. It's your next door neighbour that you don't know. And sometimes neighbours do things that appear to be nice, but then.
But you think this guy's creepy? No.
I just think it's a bit full on. If he didn't say maybe stop, he's done his own driveway.
Knock on the door.
Hey, I see you're the new guy here. How you going? I'm learning. Listen, I used to do this from my old neighbour. I got me pressure cleaner here. I'm ready to go. And they would have just said, look, you know what? We're right for today, buddy. Or we'll catch up next week. Or I just think it's intrusive.
When you don't,
you know your neighbour's going to come round with his edge trimmer and he's going to fix up the hedge, right? You know that. You know him.
Yep.
He's all right. When someone new comes to town and they just can't wait to do a job for you, I kind of retract a bit and go, ugh.
If your neighbour just out of the blue without asking pressure washed your driveway, is that trespassing? Is that a bit intrusive? Or would you be like, world's greatest neighbour, have a beer?
Yeah, right. Get the pool while you're at it.
That's right. I would be world's greatest neighbour. Here's a beer.
Is it trespassing? Is it a little bit intrusive? I don't know. No conversation was had.
Oh,
it's a bit weird, Caroline.
No, I don't know.
Neighbourhood dilemma.
But I just think if we start saying that, what happens to neighbourhoods?
Yeah, but I'm saying...
aren't you supposed to... Community matters.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Communication first, though. Introduce yourself.
No.
Say hello. Start there.
No, just get out your pressure washer and get over here.
Woody's in Caloundra, mate. Do you think this is intrusive or is he just being neighbourly?
I think it was a nice thing to do. When I moved into our place, there's a little Filipino lady lives next door and the only grass she has is the nature strip.
Yeah.
So she popped over and said, the previous neighbours mowed it, would I be able to do it for her? I mean, she was in her 70s.
Yeah, fair
enough. So I went, yep, no worries. So I did it. That night, a beautiful Filipino meal.
Oh,
and
wow.
Every time I do it, I get dinner cooked for us.
Oh, that's neighbourhood.
That's what you want. But had the conversation first, didn't you? You had the chat. She asked you to do that.
She asked me to do it. Yes.
She asked you for a favour and now she's praising you with food.
Yes.
That's a great exchange. Yes. Good
that's
on you,
great.
Woody.
I love it.
Unfortunately, she's not really well at the moment, so now I just get a barbecue chook.
You had to settle for the bachelor's handbag.
I stopped listening to Woody when he said beautiful Filipino meal because now all I can think is, oh, yum,
know.
What would that be? Would that be spring rolls? Like what's the Filipino delicacy?
I don't know. Is it? Yeah. I mean, it'd be good. There'd be a noodle.
There'd be a noodle
in there somewhere. It'd be tasty, I'm sure.
Yeah, very good.
Because she would have got the recipe from her mum.
Exactly right. 545-11927.
Give us a call now. What Filipino? No. No. We're talking, is this intrusive or is this person just being neighbourly?
I love this one. This came from Karen in Caloundra and she said she thought it was okay, but her neighbours, in the week before she took possession of her house, 25 years ago, the neighbours jumped the fence and planted a tree in her backyard the week before she moved in so it would grow quickly and hide the neighbour's barbecue area.
See, I actually think that's kind of ingenious.
Well, no, it's you can't have a bet each way, Mark. If it's intrusive to clean a driveway, it's intrusive to jump the fence and plant your own plant screen.
But there was no one there.
Well, yes, but they still owned it.
Yes, but it was in between occupation. And you're also building up your own privacy. You're doing them a favour. It's kind of a screen. It's a frangipani, great tree, easy to maintain, easy to get rid of. No.
I'm going to
applaud that. I think that is very smart. Leanne's in Caroopa. What do you think?
Look, I agree with you, Caroline. That certainly is very neighbourly. Could have had a quick conversation first. But whatever happened to being like part of the neighbourhood and getting to know your neighbours and being friendly? It's gone.
Yeah. Well, I don't agree. I think a conversation's where that starts. That's where it always starts.
Yeah, see, look, when we bought our last house, the day of moving in, you know, there was a hot meal, flowers and a card with phone numbers from our neighbours.
Wow, that is so beautiful. And was that in Caroopa? Is that where you live?
Yes, that's correct. Yes.
Oh, beautiful people. Wow.
We have a wonderful, brilliant neighbourhood. We all get together in the cul-de-sac. We all welcome new neighbours with a party. You know, we're all very, very inclusive and we all look out for each other. That's what a neighbourhood's about.
Let's go over to Sue in Rosemount. Do you think this is intrusive or is he just being neighbourly?
First of all, you've got to make a judgment. And maybe he was just that nice kind of guy and the other guy wasn't. Because I do my neighbours, only because I can't get a straight line down the middle. And she's much elderly, and then I get a bottle of red, so I'm happy.
You can come around and pressure clean my driveway. I'll give you two bottles of wine. And I think the problem is there is she's having the wine before she gets the straight line
That's
going.
Right, she can't get the straight line, but I love it, Sue.
Now, Adam may have the reasoning why there's so much hostility. Adam's joined us from Landra. What's your thinking, Adam?
Oh, not really. I just wrote the guy that left the note on the car. He's got a really smoking hot missus. And he's just worried that the guy might come over and mow his grass next.
Bit too much grass cutting going on, you reckon, Adam?
Oh, mate, I think there's got to be something to it. You know?
That's funny because the wife, the new lady to town, you know, with the hubby would have been sitting in the window going, oh, that nice, the handsome man's pressure cleaning our driveway.
Oh, Lord.
What's he doing? Stay away from my driveway and my missus, mate.